Call the meeting to order. We stand for the pledge. Ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, the purpose of this special meeting is for the budget workshop till 7:00, and then at 7 o'clock will be the opening of the public hearing on the budget. So, anybody's got any questions on the board about the budget? Now's the time to ask. Yeah, it's a big help.
A lot of things that I had questions about. Building equipment. She answered that on that. Budgeting a little extra for that. And obviously IT services. I don't know where that's going to go now that it's gone.
Right, right. Hopefully we won't need to watch it. You never know. Computers, you never know.
Yeah.
There's an increase in the fire department budget from last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we brought it back up where it was. It went down last year because we had to take some money in. Or it didn't go up at all. You guys didn't get a raise last year in the budget.
They didn't, but this year they do. Also,
right.
Right. Cancer coverage.
Right.
For firefighters. Mm-hmm. At a cost of $4,500.
There's your raise. It takes all of that.
See, it takes a 5-year, you gotta do fit testing for 5 years in a row before you can offer coverage to a firefighter. And while we're at the 5-year point now, we have to provide them with coverage starting January 1st.
And that's just your interior?
Well, we're going right straight across the board because
you know everybody?
Anybody on a fire scene, it can be just a smoky out running a pumper in the yard, is it can be somebody, actually the guys in the interior are protected better because they got air masks on and stuff. It's the guys that are working outside
that don't
have the coverage.
I didn't see anything on the interfund transfers for real property taxes. You know what that was?
What's that?
There was a decrease in that. Reason under that, it's under A1001. Have anything in the footnotes over here about using, and that just may be accounting thing too. Not sure. Oh, where's that? Whoa! I did find it. General fund revenue, it says actual amount of taxes asked for, the general fund went down to 6.5%.
That's because of the new construction and the more tax levy.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure. I did some numbers here. I didn't see it at the top of the page. I was looking down. And obviously the state aid, you can't count on that.
Right.
Did you see my email that I sent everybody?
Yep.
In regards to the library?
Yep.
noticed on this budget, everybody pretty much got a raise on here.
Yep.
Except the library.
Right.
I don't necessarily think that's right. I know last year, everything was moved out.
Mm-hmm.
But I get a monthly copy of library, which I didn't bring with me, but I could have. And the school only increased by $500 in the budget for this fall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We should be able to do something for the library as well, to counteract the minimum wage going up in the librarian's pay. It doesn't want to go in what we did to the library, it doesn't even pay for our salary. Really, if you break it down by 25 hours a week, 52 weeks a year, times, let's say, 15 bucks an hour, we're going to have $16,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to get everybody something, you know. But I don't remember the last time we did get a raise.
3 years ago.
It went from?
$12,000 to $15,000.
Oh,
$3,000, they got a $3,000 raise 3 years ago. Yeah.
That was a consideration on the budget?
I didn't give it any consideration, no. Because, I mean, they got all this money coming from the state, and, you know.
Well, Billy Jones gave him $5,000 last year.
What's that?
Billy Jones gave him $5,000 last year.
What do they get from the school? They got $5,000?
$10,500. And $10,500 they get basically pays for, well, the rest of the payroll. It pays for the heat, the lights, mm-hmm. you know, and whatever they need to buy for the books or whatever. So that's not the construction budget. The art talks about the construction budget. The construction budget really is for the major, you know, type of improvements or whatnot.
Right, well,
there's some money in there because now they have to keep money in there because if they do get matching grants, they have to have some money to draw from to be able to have the matching grant. Mm-hmm. So if they get another matching grant from the state or from somebody for $5,000, then they got to have $5,000.
Right.
You know, to put towards whatever that project mm-hmm. is. But right now they're finishing up the bookshelves, which right. is a major undertaking,
yep.
trying to get that all done.
Yeah.
Well, they lost a board member too, so.
They shouldn't have much for construction. It's a whole brand new building.
Everything is.
I mean, they got all new bookcases in there.
Once the bookcases get in there.
They got computers and they've got.
That was all part of that grant.
Right.
And the town, unfortunately, if you remember how this whole thing started a few years ago, it was mm-hmm. not done properly. And we both were on the other side at that time of this counter. They've come a long way.
Oh, yeah.
But I was just curious why there was no increase there.
Like I said, you know,
they're going to come into a problem where if they've had this librarian for a while, Jennifer Lee, she's been there for a while, and mm-hmm. she's been very good at doing her job, and even through all this nonsense this year with the COVID-19, and can't go in the library and have to follow the state rules and everything, you know. Well, it's very hard to undertake.
It's a mess, there's no doubt about it.
But a lot of these places where they would raise money for events, and the fire department is a perfect example too, but we a lot of businesses, veterans groups, American Legions, DIF members,
mm-hmm. yep.
you can't have parties more than 50, so you can't have wedding receptions.
Right, everybody's hurting.
Everybody's mm-hmm. in a pickle a little
yep.
bit, so.
Yep.
Were they able to apply for the Paycheck Protection Plan under the
library?
Right. I know some entities were able to.
I think they probably could have, but it's just her salary. But she was working at the library a few hours a week, and she was working from home. So they paid her just the same.
Because I know there was some money available. I don't know who was eligible for it, I can tell you.
Well, the bigger companies are the ones that gobbled it up. You know, the bigger companies went in and gobbled it up as much as they could. They had the money in the budget to continue paying her.
Yeah, I didn't know if there was still some time left on some of those applications or not.
I don't think so. I'm gonna say that whole thing is gone and they want to do another one, but they're not gonna be able to.
If they could ever decide to quit fighting between the two.
What was the increase in the electric?
Oh, board of elections?
Yeah.
No, the electric, like the streetlights and stuff. I'm just wondering if it would help the library if they got a little more, at least cover the increase in their electric.
Well, they got expenses. They got money for people who signed up a year or so ago. They made like $1,500. Because if you were signing up for that electric program, they were getting $100 in electric.
Right, $100 for everybody.
So it really helped them out a lot because of the miscellaneous money to just pay for whatever, you know, lights or fuel or whatever. Really, really made a difference there, but we lost some of that for the library. I'm not part of the library, I represent it, you know. I'm not, you know, I'm on the board. That's one of the things they put me in.
Jeff, I have a question. Does the library submit a budget like the beautification committee?
I have one. See, next month's meeting, we're gonna do a budget for 2021, and I'm gonna bring a copy to the board when that's approved.
Yeah, the only budget we got was from the fire department. That was the only budget we got.
But people can see, I was gonna bring it tonight, I should have brought one tonight at the last meeting, but waiting for the new one to come out for 2021, you guys can look at the budget. It's about $31,000 total to run the library, and they're running the library on probably close to 27.
I don't understand why it's so high.
Well, I can show, well, if I have it, I can show it.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll see when it comes, but it sounds like an awful lot of money to run the library.
It's mostly salary, like I said.
Yeah, salary does not.
Your taxes, your payroll taxes, and the fuel bill, I think is $2,000 a year, light bills, $900. I mean, just start adding little things up, you know, trash removal, you know, having the post office box. I mean, you add everything up for the year, and it adds up to quite a bit. And they try to keep a couple thousand, you know, if they're one short or whatever they have.
Plus, do you have a favorite county for books?
They have a CFL West program. They usually get so much money from CFL, Champlain, Clinton, Texas, Franklin Library. But this year they got cut down from 1,200 to 900. So they lost another $300-some. Because I'm sure their budget, the county budget, was cut down as well. Mm-hmm. You know, Champlain, Clinton, you know.
But the town, I mean, we take care of the plowing in the winter, we take care of the mowing of the grass, and I mean, that's all the other expense.
I need to know what the number's gonna be, so when we do the budget for the library, I'm gonna be involved with Art and Tim for the budget this year, and make sure that we...
Right, yeah, if we had a breakdown, it would definitely help. Yep, definitely, without a doubt. Okay.
Why the school system doesn't pay more, I don't know. Well, the school system expects you to run the library at $10,500, and that had to be voted special.
They've been at that for quite a few years, haven't they? That amount?
$10,000.
As long as I can remember.
And then they run it to $10,500, but you guys had to vote it when you went to school, but you had to vote it in $30,100. You have to separate that between us, about your point.
Three barriers, three libraries.
It's not really fair when you look at it from that perspective.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, any other discussion? No? Any more discussion? Sit down with Mr. Donald.
Okay. All right, I'm going to read a email Randy sent, councilperson Randy the Count sent. He asked to be read at the meeting because he couldn't be here. So it starts, gentlemen. As you probably know by now, I will not be in attendance at Tuesday's budget meeting. I have family matters to attend to. However, I would like to take it into consideration the following, please. I have looked over the budget, and although I have many questions, I will keep it simple. Now isn't the time to raise taxes again and again. As you know, the whole country is in a state of economic crisis due to the COVID virus. Statistics show that 1 in 3 of the families in our town have been either out of work or lost jobs since the onset of COVID. Economically, people just can't afford any more increases in taxes. To say the least, we all lived in one of the most taxed states in the country. We all know that internal individual budgets have not been submitted from any department within our budget expenditures. Therefore, how can we raise taxes and give an increase to any department who has not been fiscally responsible within their own budget? I implore you to stay status quo. Make internal departments and hold all departments fiscally responsible. Don't arbitrarily raise taxes because you can. I will not support any increase whatsoever this year. However, some departments are well deserved and are in need of an increase, but it's time to do the right thing. Either stay status quo or in the near future, with the uncertainties of the state and county aid funding, when they cut, we will be cutting. Again, now is not the time to enter into any long-term contracts with anyone, and I will say in closing, I, Councilman Randy LaCalle, who can cast only one vote, will not support any increase whatsoever or place any more burden on our taxpayers this year without being first fiscally responsible ourselves. Respectfully, Randy LaCalle.
Okay, thank you, Don.
You're welcome.
Without a doubt, I agree with him 100%. I would love to stay status quo on the taxes. But unfortunately, I mean, Donald and Mr. LaCount just got on negotiating with the town employees for a 2% raise. So there's 2% in the hole. Our county assessment fee went up. I think it was over $3,000. Health insurance is going up 2.8%. The election, we pay for the election booths that come here. That's another expense. We have a lot of expenses. Staying status quo, in my opinion, would be foolish, because I don't want to get into the situation where Northern Adirondack School was in this year, where they had to raise their taxes because they didn't raise any taxes the last 3-4 years.
More than 10.
So they doubled their tax base in 1 year, from 10,000 to 20,000. And it's not the way to do business. I mean, and I don't care, and I understand that you know, jobs are tough and people got laid off, but we as a board have to look out for this town now and in the future. And if staying status quo is fine this year, and then next year it's got to go up 15%, what good is that? You know, what really good is that for the town employee, to the town residents? So, I mean, that's my thoughts on that. So, any comments from the...
What happened if when we put the Dollar General there? That didn't that raise our tax base?
Yeah, it gave us more revenue. That's why our tax base went down 6.5%. Because we got all this revenue coming in with the new buildings and the reassessments.
And the other thing that I question, because I don't see this, but the solar panels, mm-hmm. were supposed to help certain entities in the town, and my assumption was that was to free up money.
We got $11,600 last year from the pilot program for the solar panels, and the state took that right off the top of our budget. So it's right here. This is the formula that the state does. I'll pass around. This is what the state sends us. We started off with 1,205,625. $1,205,626 was our budget. Okay, and then they give us the increase, so we can go up to $1,260,858. How they come about that, I don't know. But they've got, you look in here and you've got the 11.6 that they take off in there. And then you've got another 1,000. And then the base growth of 1,296. And then they send us here, you can raise taxes till you get to 1,206,000. You're at your 2% tax cap.
But the $11,000, is that our portion of it?
Right, that's where we're finding out that these pilot programs are no good, because it takes it off the top of your budget. Because you're gonna get that again this year, so they figure you've already got that, so you don't need to put it in the budget, because it's gonna be coming in.
So that money doesn't go to the fire department and EMS?
No, the tax base does on it.
Oh, the tax?
Tax base goes on, that's where the tax base, because they pay full tax on the fire district and the lighting district and EMS. But this is just a pilot, this is like a cash payment that they pay us, and the state says that, you know, that's money you've already got in your budget, so you're not gonna get it. You're not gonna be allowed to put it back in there again. It's like double dipping, I guess, from what they consider.
Not gonna give us any more than that.
No, no. And both Renee and I have both tried to figure out where they come up with these figures. I mean that's what they send us. That's all we get from the state, saying here, this is your limit on what you can raise taxes to get to 2% tax cap.
What was the reason the dog licenses went down? Is that just we didn't collect, or we're not, for next year we want to put in, or the budget's down 25% from dog licenses? What is that? Do you know what that means?
They were down. The revenue was down. The court revenue was down.
So we took that out. We didn't put.
Well, her expenses are still going to be there, whether she collects enough of the, you know, because you still got to pay your salary.
Basically, budgeted what we did for 2019.
Right. Yeah, we kept it the same.
Yeah.
Figuring that out. Anybody got any questions?
I have both questions. Could you tell me, is that the half hour?
Yeah.
What the percent increase was from 19 to or from 2021?
The 2021, it was just over 2%. 2.1 something.
Okay. The original, I don't know if the budget's changed since the first one was given out at the town.
Nope.
The calculation that I had was about $60,000 more
than
last year.
I have something.
Does that sound right?
I can figure it out.
It's on the sheet.
Huh?
This one?
Yeah.
It's on the sheet.
Yeah. About 55.
So that was, according to my math, that was a 4.8% increase from last year.
But you're getting 11,600 from the offset.
Right, right.
So it's money that's off.
Yeah.
And I don't have that sheet, I just have the budget.
Right.
So I just went to last year's budget, and I knew the percent change from 2020 to 2021, and according to my math, it was 4.8% increase.
Right. I know that's what we come up with, like a 2.1 something, 1.5 or 1.6, something like that, is what we came up with. It was Renee and I figured out. But it's
the first year I was on the board with the pilot program, without these pilot programs, was $28,000. The first budget I did for 2019, all we could raise taxes was $28,000.
And it was similar last year. It was 26, if I remember right.
Right.
I was in that meeting, and I believe that the difference was we were able to add $26,000, which was 2.3%.
So the But you gotta figure your revenue coming in, and like I say, the taxes dropped 6.5%. So you gotta figure everything in there. It's not an easy figure. Like I say,
there's probably 15 things that contribute to it.
Right.
Whether you decided to go up, or if you pass the tax cap, or like you said, the pilot program.
Right, the pilot program.
Last year when we were here, you said it was a 2% rule. It's not 2%.
Well, they call it a 2% tax cap.
So it's actually the tax levy, property tax cap, which is a 2% increase or inflation. Mm-hmm. And then that also accounts for if you did a lower increase or just. It's a formula this long, there's about 10 different things apply to it, depending on what the state decides, the county decides, and the Office of the State Comptroller decides.
Yep.
But this year, there's a tax-based growth factor that is 10 times higher in the town of Morris than any other town in the county. And that tax-based growth factor is calculated based on what the assessed value of properties are in this town. So Irving brought up, the Dollar General, that added tax base to the town, and therefore the taxes for the entire town go up.
Right.
This summer, Mr. Assessor said that the solar farm assessment was $3 million. And so that puts the entire town up.
Right.
So we're raising taxes by 5% this year, 4.8%, because of the solar farm.
Right.
Well, and they were supposed to help the tax.
Yeah, it's not only solar, and actually the Dollar General.
It's a special district showing the solar farm.
Yeah.
That's just
the solar farm.
It still raises the overall, and I've looked into this, I've done my homework so that I have the numbers in my head. The solar farms, we don't get tax revenue from.
Right.
Their
taxes,
the
that's why they pay a pilot program.
Taxes based on as if we just built a $3 million home. But that puts the neighboring home that's only worth $97,000, it puts their taxes up. That's what that tax-based growth factor is. I believe that the money that you got from the pilot program was supposed to offset that. So the taxes didn't have to go up more than the approximately 2%.
It's supposed to, but they penalize us for getting it.
So who was responsible on this board for making sure that the taxpayers didn't suffer because of this?
But, and just as the Dollar General, tax is not in here because they didn't finish their billing till June. It's got to be done by the 1st of April.
I was just using that as an example of another assessment.
So that'll help. That'll help next year. But
it might help, but it also might increase the tax-based growth factor and allow the town board to raise the taxes higher.
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about, the growth factor. Like I said, all we get from the state is this piece of paper saying, that's the amount that you can raise your taxes.
Well, some of the townships aren't at 100% either.
No.
The town of Plattsburgh, some of their properties are 90% or less than 100%. And I think Larry went through a couple times in the last couple of years trying to raise it to get closer to the 100%. Is that what I'm trying to,
Yeah. Yeah, they're all supposed to be 100%.
Some of the towns
I don't know how the town of Plattsburgh gets away with it.
I don't know how town of Plattsburgh gets away with that.
I don't either. I don't either. They penalize you if you don't at 100%.
So that's a completely different, that's assessments, and that's a completely different thing. My point is that by adding the solar farms, we increase the value of the assessed properties in this town by $3 million, according to the assessor, which increases what the town is allowed to put that $28,000 we're talking about to $62,000 approximately. And so every time we add a solar farm, the town board will have the right to raise the taxes by 5%.
I don't understand what you're really saying. Because, they got a $3 million tax bill on there, but the fire department gets $180,000, $185,000. The EMS gets $110,000, so that's $380,000. That's all they're going to be taxed on is $300,000, not $1.2 million or $2.6 million. They're only getting taxed on. So I don't know how that's going to affect all the rest of the homes in there. I
don't agree with the rule either. It's silly. It's like as if I live in a single wide and someone builds a $1 million house and my taxes go up, and that's exactly what it is. The $1 million house makes the road worth more, makes my taxes in a single wide go up. And that's exactly how it was explained to me. And I think that it's...
Whatever.
My question is for those of you that are responsible for allowing the solar farms how many more solar farm projects are we going to put in and increase the burden on the taxpayers in general before we start figuring out what these pilot amounts are that we're going to try and offset the taxes, so maybe we can just leave the taxes even. I thought that was the goal of the solar farms, was we're getting money from them so we don't have to increase the taxes. We can increase our budgets, we can give everyone their 2%, we can help the fire department with their cancer insurance without having that go back onto the taxpayers.
Okay.
That was a question.
I don't have an answer. Okay. And just to answer your question, the town really has nothing to do with the solar farms. It's all state of New York. I mean, we can implement a ordinance saying that we don't want solar in the town of Moores, but everything goes through the state.
We issue the building permits for that, though. They have to apply for building permits.
Right.
And that land gets removed off the tax base because it goes for abandoned ag most of the time. For the solar projects, we actually lose twice. We lose twice in the deal.
No, without a doubt. No doubt about it.
So maybe we should look at stop issuing permits until better offers are on the table. You know, where it helps, it truly helps.
Or at least it offsets and makes it equal. I know they're not going to put taxes down, it's a difficult thing to do. Everything's going on constantly, and that's not what the board.
Okay. All right. We didn't come to talk about solar farms. We're talking about the budget.
We're talking about the taxes going up 4%.
You're talking about solar farms.
We're talking about the taxes going up 4%, and you just said it's 2.1.
Any more questions?
Yes. The next question is that you said at the beginning of the meeting that nobody other than the fire department submitted a budget.
Correct.
So how are we getting figures to increase when we don't even know what the final numbers are to this month? How can we prepare a budget with no idea what was spent, especially due to COVID? Being people were laid off at the highway department and they went on unemployment and things like that. Because there's going to be issues there with just payroll. And minus if they weren't working, equipment wasn't working. There's got to be additional money that's going to be carried over to next year.
Nope.
There's no money. Well, how do you know that? You don't have a budget.
Yes, we have a budget. We have a running budget every month.
You just said that you were not given any expenses reports from
right.
any of the departments.
Right, but we know what they, we know what we have. A budget on every, what they spend every month, and that's what we go by, what they spent last year. And then you have to increase for your payroll, you have to increase for your insurance, and that's where all your increases are in the budget, is your insurance, your workman's comp, your salaries, all this. You have to put all that in there.
Yes, those are general bills that you get to put on.
Right.
Well, expenditures for the month, what was used at the highway department is going to change from month to month. And submitted bills, if they haven't been published or given to you yet, you don't know that. You don't know what the total is going to be.
So Chris has an annual budget.
Yeah.
Is he a submitted one?
We gave him a budget last year.
The town board approved him a budget and to use based on the prior year plus increases for payroll, salt, sand, I don't know, what else?
Yeah.
That's a big purchase.
Yeah.
That
electricity, your fuel.
Equipment.
I mean, it's we have it down on paper what he spent the last 4 years, whatever you want to go back. So that's how we figure the budget out on what he spent last year, and you have to put your increases for all your different departments, your salary, your workman's comp, your insurance, your gas, your salt, everything. You have to sit down and figure all this out because they don't give you a budget.
My thing is, again, let's go back to March or April when those employees weren't there and the trucks were.
They were there. Employees were always there.
Some of them were laid off.
They weren't laid off. They were. Some were working in the morning. Some were working in the afternoon.
Okay. Trucks were moving. No, nothing was done because they were told they couldn't leave the garage. You can't tell me that doesn't affect the budget for a whole month when no truck moves at the exact garage.
It probably does, but they made up for it this summer, working the hours that they worked.
So, same amount of hours,
so
that they work the same weeks.
Okay.
It can't be any more than the month before, within a little bit. It just, why are departments in this town held responsible by reporting a budget? It's so simple. If the fire department can do it, is it ever held responsible or held responsible?
The library will get a budget for 2021 as well.
Okay.
Just so you know.
All right.
Yep.
We appreciate it.
That's you know, right. And it makes sense, and I appreciate Mr. Lawrence coming and explaining the increases of why you need next year to have more money for it, makes sense. But when other departments are asking for that, they can't give an explanation or give you a breakdown of what they spent. It seems kind of foolish just to keep throwing money at problems.
Okay. Understood. Next question.
I have just one little quick question for the fire department. With the $4,500 you're spending, is that going to cover everybody in the fire department?
Everybody.
Okay. Even like students that are like upping?
No, because we're changing that. Well, possibly this month we're going to restrict them to not be on fire scenes. Okay. Just for liability issues, and there's only going to be, well, we're still working on it, but it possibly only be for like training, and we don't think it's a good idea to be on active scenes.
Okay, just curious.
We're talking about junior fire?
Yes.
Okay. Any more questions?
I didn't realize that we were allowed to attend the workshop. Is there a copy of the 2021 budget available for us to look at?
Yeah, I have another copy.
Yeah, no, it's open. It's open to the public.
Was it? Yep. I thought it was just for the 7 o'clock.
Well, we, yeah. No, 6:30 to 7 was our just talk through the budget, and then, you know, then 7 o'clock it's open to the public.
We can't have a private meeting because it's illegal.
Contingency budget?
Yeah.
No.
No, the constituency reserve.
Reserve?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not in here. No, it's not in the budget.
Is that the unexpended fund balance? Is that the reserve?
Yeah. Yeah. So the unexpected. You know, the unexpanded was what was left over from last year.
Well, that was what was left over from last year.
Yeah.
That's not the amount that we have.
I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
The highway budget, is that the increase from last year, is that just for the employee contracts going up 2%?
No, it's more than that. So the highway budget went up 19.73%. But like I say, there's you know, your salary, the workman's comp, the insurance, the salt, the fuel, electricity in the building, it all goes up. Electricity, you got your heat in the building. And
is there any increases for equipment and more paving with the budget, or?
Well, the paving goes through Pave New York. He's got that.
Through the CHIPS fund.
Yep. Yeah.
I guess I'm just saying that in my opinion, the highway department is underfunded.
No doubt.
As a taxpayer, I don't believe that we're doing justice to the highway department. Mm-hmm. You know, the 2% tax cap in New York State is a joke. Mm-hmm. I think it should go out to a vote to be higher. I think that we should be raising the tax rate 10%. I think that the town is losing revenue. The biggest business in the town is rental properties. The city of Plattsburgh, they've adopted an ordinance where they can charge a fee to each rental unit. I think that's would be a source of revenue that the town should look into.
I didn't realize they did that.
So,
the
rental properties are causing the assessments to appreciate. The solar farms coming in, anything that increases our value in the town, I'm all for. Businesses, anything. You know,
businesses are the greatest.
I think our tax rate is too low.
Our paving budget is $120,000 for next year.
Okay. What page are you reading on that? Just for quick reference.
Yeah.
What's the...
Under highway.
It's under town Morris Highway, town wide. The first page, you go down, says improvements. You got the CHIPS money and you got personal services. If they have to rent equipment, whatnot, to do the... It's $180,000. $180,000, that's CHIPS money from the state. Hopefully it comes through 100%, but we're hoping, we don't know. But the state's gonna shake down to us.
Yeah. I mean, they keep saying they're gonna take it away, but luckily they've been, they keep giving it.
The county plowing contract, that comes up for renewal next year?
I think so. I think so.
2021, 22, 23?
The state is good till...
They increased this year already.
Because of the, they were saying that we weren't plowing.
Yeah, certain sections of road that they've been plowing that we used to trade off with Alphona.
But they are, you know, they've been paving all along. We haven't.
They can't really, he asked us, I don't think he can take it away from us technically this year.
Is the county, are they gonna go with just salt again this year? Or do we know if they're gonna go with salt again next year? Because there were some issues last year where you hit the county line or town line.
Yeah. It's because they use pure salt.
Right.
And we use the mixture. It takes longer for the mixture to melt down.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, people are upset because one lot better than the other. But yeah, it's gonna be better, but you got more money tied up too. And all salt than sand and salt.
And the word on the vehicle, you put salt on the vehicle, you wear the...
Yeah.
The word on the street is that the state's considering cutting back on salt because of environmental issues.
Yeah, salt reduction.
So...
But you drive...
I don't know where that's gonna go.
You drive, when you hit the Monty Road and up through Altona, the road's a lot rougher than our roads. That salt just raises heck with them. That pure salt. It just raises, but... And the fact is that sand is getting harder to get. Sand pits have been all used up.
Have we heard anything on the cemetery property for meaning nothing?
Matt's checking on it. I can't get a hold of anybody in there. So I give it to Matt to let him.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're still closed down because of COVID or, because it's not an essential, the cemetery thing, so... Especially now that ever the cemeteries are closing up, so...
Yeah.
It's nice to see that the highway superintendent got a 2% raise as well.
Yeah, everybody got a 2%. They didn't get any last year. I mean, the employees did, but all the board and the superintendent did not get a raise last year. In order for us to... It takes a lot of money to keep this town going. There's no doubt about it. And like you say, the highway department is your biggest because of the many roads we got. And our equipment is getting disrepair. I mean, some of it needs to be replaced. I mean, Chris has done a pretty good job on, you know, getting some good used stuff, but we need to get more.
This...
$40,000, we're cutting off the top payment on that truck.
Right, $48,000.
But that should be done, what, a couple of years?
Yeah, it's got one or two more years. And that truck will be paid. But the thing is, we're gonna have to do another one.
Should have probably two more.
Problem is that you have a payment yet, because you gotta buy another one, right?
I think that's the problem with the county contracts. It doesn't really cover the amortization of the vehicle that gets worn out from doing county roads for, you know, the course of...
Oh, exactly. That's kind of like my roundabout point is, I feel that the town Morris plow is the most state road and the most county road as any town in Clinton County or close to it. And it just, you just look at our equipment versus Ellenberg, who plows very little. I just don't understand how we're not capitalizing on those contracts better.
Well, the state, we're making good money on the state because it's a straight run. And we sat down with the board before we did the county contract again, that 90% of the time you're crossing over the county road to get to our roads. So, you know, you still got the wear and tear because you're traveling them to get to your road. So we might as well drop the plow and, you know, even if you don't make a lot of money, at least you're crossing over them and you know, you're plowing for your residents too.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I understand not making a lot of money, but.
Right, right, but yeah, we shouldn't be losing money, no. And that's why we keep telling Chris that we need some figures. Get us some figures, keep track of what's going out there and give us some figures. And if they show what he's saying they show, then hey, we don't have to do them. We don't have to.
But I did a little roundabout run, and I'm not a plow driver, I'm not gonna pretend to be one, sorry. But I did a little roundabout run, just driving a car, as a plow would maybe do our town roads. And on 42-43 miles of our town roads, and I tried to do it in a way that I didn't have to get onto too much of the county roads and still make it fairly efficient. I drove one about 6 miles of county road to do that. So there's a way to do it. There's one stretch that's gonna kill us, and that's gonna be Woods Falls Road. getting down to the Monty Road, which would bring me to a point of why couldn't we trade off with Altona for something like that? They're right there.
Right. And Monty's, you know, mile to end.
Yeah.
Right.
Plus all the extra sand you're putting down too.
No.
On the county roads.
You're getting $220,000 from the county contract.
Granted, there might be a little, you know, discrepancy there, because like I said, I'm not a rock. But I literally did 42-ish miles on county roads and only crossed like 6 miles county to do it. So there's a way.
So the county gives us roughly $220,000 to do it here, the county roads. Mm-hmm. But if Chris would give us the numbers of how much sand, salt, man hours he put on those roads, and said, okay, we're not making money with it, we don't want to do it, and then you're going to get rid of an employee.
Yeah, you're going to lose
that. Right, you're going to lose that revenue.
But remember, you're going to, at the end of the day, you're going to get rid of an employee, but until he has the figures, when we approved the county budget the last time to plow the roads, there was no information given to the board from the highway department supervisor.
And it's more.
I'm not throwing stones, Jeff, I'm just saying we did not have that information. Oh,
yeah. And it's more crucial now too, because we have
to be able to say, well, it cost us $240,000 to get the $220,000. You know what I'm saying? But he can't show us that. And that's the problem, is because we need the revenue, otherwise his budget is gonna get cut $220,000.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get involved, and that's gonna affect a person who's likely.
Yeah.
It's going to be a perfect storm, because you have the contract coming up next year, and you also have an employee that's retiring.
Right.
So if you're going to take any actions, nobody's going to lose their job. You're just going to not fill that position.
Right. Right. And then you've got to also look at, you know, we're pretty close to the process of having to find another sand pit, because this one's just about done. So there's another one that we have to look at, because that's more sand you're going to put on the county roads, or you don't have to if you're only doing your town roads. It's going to take a lot less of it. So yeah. It's going to be a big decision next year, without a doubt. And especially with the county, you know, kind of corn dogging us here on these other roads, saying that, you know, for a few thousand dollars, when they're not paying us a lot of money to begin with. Kind of peed me off, I don't know why. But I know everybody's trying to cut.
Does the county allow the town to be involved in the negotiations of the contracts? Or do they just hand it down to you and say, this is what we're giving you?
This is what's going to offer you on or no?
Yeah.
It's like yes or no.
Yeah.
So in that case, like I said, I agree with Chris to one extent, well, we're not making money, but you could say to me, this is what we're losing, so you can't. But if you take that 220 out of the budget here, you know, the highway department budget is 1.2 million. You take the chips and the plowing money out, that's $705,000. So drop that $589,000 in regular taxes. It's not, you know, you almost don't have any options in a small town. You really don't. You know, before I got on the board, they were taking money from reserves or whatever to keep it under the tax cap. And we went and they said, no, you need to raise taxes based on what the town needs. Not take money that if you have $1 million saved up, you shouldn't be taking all that money and just to keep the budget below that tax, you know, instead of making people more fiscally responsible. So these numbers are legitimate. I don't know how legitimate some of these numbers are, because of the information between the highway and us and, you know, whoever. I mean, the library, I know what their budget is. If they submitted their budget, so I know. But it's, that's already built in the taxes, you know.
Thank you for bringing that up, because that's my point with asking these departments to make sure that we're getting budgets and getting an idea of what they're expecting.
See, I made the motion on the town budget to approve it, Chris got mad at me. Frustrated with it, and I said, well, you just hired a couple guys out, and you want to get rid of one, I mean, you look at it, what direction you want to go with.
But you're right, you cannot make a decision without the numbers in front of you.
No. So basically, the numbers that we have, you go from last year's numbers, and then add here and take away here, shuffle things around, depending upon what we use this year, you know, if we use a lot more, you flick it around a little bit to kind of make it balance. But it's only a guide for what you anticipate for 2021. This is a guide. This is a guide for this year, this is a guide for next year.
The budget is your best guess.
It is the best guess. This is a guide. This is what we're going to say, this is what we want to do, but if something comes up, you never know. Buildings could fall down, I mean, things could happen, businesses could open, you know, next year, which would affect the 2022 budget. But until that happens, you know, we're...
It's like fuel, nothing about fuel's going to be next year.
Yeah, fuel, salt prices.
Fire department putting a budget, we don't know, that was, like you said, the best guess of what we think we're going to spend for fuel.
It could go up to $5 a gallon, probably.
It's pumped to go crazy.
And there's only so much to go around. You know, say he put in a $2 million budget, he wants to put down on paper, he wants $2 million budget. Well, there's no way we can give him a $2 million budget.
I would like to give him more money.
I would too, I would definitely would, and he definitely needs it. Definitely needs it, but...
I just like to see the justification for it. That's what the board, I think, deserves to see. I think that the people deserve to see is justification. It's not that you don't need more money, it's those where you're spending. Because we all read the audit report. There's a lot of misuse in the highway department, where it looks like there's a lot of accountability that's not being held to him. Right. And it's not just his department, there's a lot of other departments.
And it's going to make his job easier.
It's so much easier for him to address the board and say, listen, I need to buy your truck because I devalued it every year. And this is where we're at with it. Just instead of saying all of a sudden 10 years, oh, I have a truck that I need a truck now. You can't plan for that.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Entertain a motion to close. Irvin, second by Don?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah.
Okay. Carried. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.